Yeah, you said you didn't have a, you didn't have a seal?
Yeah. I sealed it later.
But you did have a roof.
I had a cypress board roof on it. And there'd be places to, you could peep through between the boards and see the stars shining.
Now, to support the roof, what do you have?
Rafters. Two befores went like that, and then the one before crossed this way, and the board lay on the one befores. Nailed to it. When I was about 14 or 15 years old, tornado come through there. Just kept thundering and lightning and making so much noise. We was flying down not too far back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy come out there and says, take out boys and come on to the house. Put the stock up and feed them. We put them up and fed them. Went in, wasn't time to eat supper yet, early. We were sitting out on the front porch, and I could see that thing coming, you know. Boy, and it was doing some whirling around. I said, Papa, that's a cyclone. He says, yep, that's what it is. I said, yes, and it's coming right here, too. He said, look like it don't. I said, yes, it does. I said, I'm going to run down the road and see if I can get out of it. I got out to the front gate. He says, come back, and let's all go down the field and get in that big ditch. So that's the safest place I can think of.
What was the ditch? What was the ditch for?
The ditch was to drain the water out of the field. But across a high place, it was pretty deep. See, he dug the ditch. So my cousin and my mother and two younger brothers and myself and my daddy all got out of there and got in that ditch. Well, the wind was blowing so you couldn't look out much because it'd fill your eyes full of sand and stuff. But Ruth said that youngest brother of mine was just, his feet just doing that. He said, Ruth, is it coming? Ruth, is it coming? She said, you're ticking her to death, but he knew she knew he was scared to death. And a little bit it sort of ceased and began to rain. And we got out of that ditch and hustled on into the house. And blew a sweet gum sapling in the front yard, right on the side of the walk, going to the house. Turned it over. And the post of fence was nailed to. Wasn't barked when they put up the...
All the posts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bark, it blew the bark off those posts. It had just been there long enough, you know, the bark had turned loose, and it just blew it all off. It didn't do any damage at our house much, but right out in that woods across there, it just twisted trees off. Great big old hickory and oak trees, you just twist them off and turn them over. You just wring them off, just like wringing a chicken neck. There was a big house down there below us a little ways. It was a little old log house, and old nigga lived there by himself. He said he was standing in the front door when he saw that thing coming, and he said he saw it going to hit the house, and he knew it was going to